Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. It's Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan. And yes, the NBA Finals are getting very exciting. The Pacers pulled ahead in the series, won Game 3 over the Thunder last night in Indianapolis. Benedict Mathurin, whose name sounds like a villain.
I love it, man. I'm telling you, it just sounds so cool.
It's a very cool name. He was the hero last night with 27 points. Tyrese Halliburton added 22. Final score is 116-107. This isn't supposed to be happening, is it?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. Dylan would tell you no, but Dylan's been wrong about the NBA playoffs a lot this year. Hold on. You get your rebuttal. Well, you thought that
we can't say that about that man that did put your stop sign up and tell him to hold on.
Did you not have the Knicks coming back to win?
That was a hope. That was a prayer.
No, you know, he was very confident.
That was one thing. To say I've been very wrong and only have one example
I told you that the Pacers haven't lost back-to-back games since March 8th and 10th. Those are the two games.
That's a stat.
Now, the other thing I'll tell you is 80% of the time when someone wins Game 3, they win the series. 33 of 41 NBA Finals, Game 3 winner has went on to win the series. So, that's another one. But the biggest thing for me, this series so far has been decided in the fourth quarter. And the Pacers, Dylan, this, I don't know if you did this math. I had to go do it myself, and it shocked me. The Pacers have outscored the Thunder 100-73 in the fourth quarter of this series so far. And I will absolutely tell you, the two games they won, they dominated that fourth quarter.
Yeah, to your point, the first three quarters, and we talked about just this last night, there were 15 ties in last night's game. Just to kind of bring that into perspective, in all of last year's NBA Finals, there were only 13 ties. So you talk about it being back and forth until the fourth quarter in some of these matchups and one of the teams pulling it. I think it's been really, really good so far.
Yeah, I definitely think this has been a exciting finals and an entertaining finals. I'm going to follow up one of Bo's what if I told you with my own what if I told you. So, Bo, what if I told you the Oklahoma City Thunder are 19-2 after losses this entire season, including the playoffs. So I don't expect OKC to drop back-to-back games. I just don't. That's just not their makeup. They are very good at making adjustments, and Mark Dagnall is a very good coach in figuring out how Indiana, in this case, is attacking them and figuring out a way to – make it easier on his players.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
If I said pick one of these coaches, don't just pick one. Who are you going with? Are you going with Dagnall or Carlisle? And I know this. And by the way,
Ding.
Everything you said is spot on about the Thunder and about what he is as a coach. Which is why I think we might get a 7-game series, because neither one of these teams like dropping back to back. They're both motivated. The stuff about Mathurin was how hard he worked to come back from injury. And Carlisle talked about it, said, look, this guy literally had a calendar in our room, like their training room. And every day he would come in, work out, do his rehab, do his stuff, and he would pull a day off and say, only this many more days. And so the fact that Mathurin was so good last night, but hey, the one guy we have to, I want you to answer your question, but one guy we didn't talk about is TJ McConnell. Five steals, including one last night in that fourth quarter off a Caruso inbound where I don't know if the steal was so good that it made the pass look so bad, but it looked like a lazy ass pass from Caruso, which is not really what you come to expect from him.
He to the point about TJ McConnell, he pulled off a couple of Jose Alvarado-esque steals last night with the, you know, kind of going off to the side and, like you said, sneaking up behind the person who was getting the ball from the inbounder. And one, he threw off a case and Wallace, I think, the first time he did it. But to answer your earlier question about which coach I would take, at this point, I would still take Rick Carlisle because he's proven and he has an NBA championship under his wing with the Mavericks back in, what was that, 2011, 2010, 2011 season. Dagenau hasn't won this series yet, even though I still like OKC in six. He hasn't won it yet. So for that reason, I got to go Carlisle because he's still proven.
I agree. I'm a big Rick Carlisle fan.
So. Well, let's talk about head coaches real quick before we get to Throwback Thursday trivia. We got to talk about the elephant in the room here with the Atlanta Hawks and Quinn Snyder. How about the New York Knicks requesting to interview him? He's one of five candidates they've tried to interview that are acting head coaches in the NBA. And they've all been denied. Jason Kidd from the Mavericks, Chris Finch from the Timberwolves, Udoka from the Rockets, Quinn Snyder, and Billy Donovan. I mean, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? Like, do you just feel that good about yourself to where you're like, you know what, man? We're gonna slide down there and see if we can get Quinn Snyder out from under these guys. Like, what?
Well, no.
Have you lost your mind?
No, what they did was they fired a guy because the players were upset. And they shouldn't have fired Thibodeau. There's rumors that Carl Anthony Towns is the reason that Thibodeau got fired. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's that they fired a guy they shouldn't have fired, and now they're scrambling because they don't know where to go. It's very late in this process to me, and they're just like, oh well, let's interview this guy, let's interview that guy, and they're going all the usual suspects, and everybody's like, nah, blank you, New York. And I love it when people say blank you, New York.
I kind of love that, too. I'm curious. I'm sure they've probably interviewed him and it just maybe hasn't come out. But I'm wondering why, like, Mike Malone isn't a head candidate for them. Because I just – and we talked about this before. I just think he'd be a really good fit for that Knicks team for what he did in Denver. So I wonder if that comes to fruition. But I'm surprised he isn't more at the forefront.
I'm sure it probably is. They're just kicking their tires on different things. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. How about Trae Young's tweet as well? Trae Young's like, nah, man.
That boy said, hell no.
Hell no. I love it. I love to see that, man. It's good stuff.
Yes, it is time for the Mac Drop. It's Thursday, so we love to do Throwback Thursday trivia. Right now, the series is tied up. Mike and Bo both have two wins apiece. So we're going to see who pulls ahead this week. It is baseball's trivia this week, but we've got a little twist, a little theme going on with Father's Day.
Okay.
So all right. It took a moment for me to put all these questions together. All right, here we go. Dylan, please help me figure out who screams their name first. Okay. All right, who was the first father-son duo to play?
Mike. King Griffey Jr. and Sr.
That is correct. All right, speaking of the Griffies, they had quite a moment on September 21st.
Mike, both hit home runs.
Okay. But that's not the question.
Oh.
Time out.
Don't complain about me doing this because you did it last week.
Can we get a new role where we – I know I did it because you started doing it. Can we get a new role where we have to finish the question? Because, like, I mean, now you've already answered wrong. You should technically be disqualified from answering the question again.
We'll get back on track.
Bo gets first grab on this.
Okay. I just got excited. Okay.
Okay. Speaking of the Griffies, they had quite a moment on September 21st, 1990, when they hit back-to-back homers. What team did they hit those homers off of, Bo?
Did they hit them off of or for?
Off of.
Oh, that one's harder. you know what? Let's say.
You got to take a guess, right?
Yeah,
that's tough.
I mean, it is tough because there's no interleague play, so you just map out the whole National League at that point.
Yeah.
And then you have teams that were flip flop because the Brewers were one time in the American League. I will go with the Yankees. I don't know.
Incorrect.
Can I take a rebuttal?
All right, Mike, steal.
Oakland A's.
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's the Angels.
Ah.
Yes, of Kirk McCaskill.
I was thinking, okay, Western. It's got to be, yeah, okay. All right, sorry.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. Question number 3. Bobby Bonds and Barry Bonds hold the record for the most blank from a father-son duo in Major League Baseball.
Mike.
It was Mike? Okay, Dylan's saying Mike.
It's got to be home runs.
It is.
I was going to say, I mean, like I can pick out a million categories, but he's got 700 of them. So
it is 2-0. Mike is in the lead. All right, this former Yankee holds the record for most home runs on Father's Day. Hint, he also had a little bit of a past with Marilyn Monroe.
Mike. Mickey Mantle.
No,
Bo, it's Roger freaking Maris.
No, it's not. Oh, I got it. I'm sorry. I messed this up. Can I get a rebuttal?
Well, Bo was incorrect, so Mike, try again.
No.
Joe DiMaggio.
It is Joe DiMaggio.
I completely messed that up.
Yeah, I did too. I don't know why I said Roger Maris.
I don't know either. I was so stupid.
So
this is Joe DiMaggio.
Roger Maris. I'm
with so much confidence, too.
Duh.
Jumping Joe. I don't know why I missed that.
Roger Maris, of all the people.
It's freaking Roger Maris. It's the freaking for me that got me.
Oh, I wish I could see Mark Zeno's face right now.
You are wrong bigly on that one.
I have a cloud in my head.
All right.
It's cloudy in my head.
Which Hall of Fame pitcher nicknamed the Heater from Van Meter has the most career wins on Father's Day?
Heater from Van Meter.
Do you want a hint?
Yeah.
He's a nice feller.
Mike. Bob Feller.
That's Bob Feller.
Okay. That's a really good hint. I would have never in a million years would have guessed that otherwise.
All right. What country star spread his father's ashes on
Bo? Tim McGraw.
That is correct.
At least I didn't get blank today.
It is 4-1. Mike is in the lead. What Super Bowl star quarterback's father played for the Twins from 1992 to 1996?
Mike. Patrick Mahomes.
That is correct. 5-1. What is the last name of the 3-generation baseball family with Ray, Bob, Brett, and Aaron?
Bo. The Boones.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to the Odyssey.
now he's a hitting coach.
Is he?
Yeah, for the
Rangers. Oh, he moved on from us. Okay.
Got hired by Bochy.
Yeah, good for him.
5-2. Mike is still in the lead. Which father-son duo both won the home derby? Hint, they have the same name, and one plays currently for the Blue Jays.
Bo. Guerrero. Guerrero.
Yep.
I was going to say the Fielders, and that threw me off. I was like, oh, Prince. Oh, nope. They have the same name.
These two are the only father-son duo to each hit 50 home runs in a season and tied for 319 career home runs. Ironically, their last name lends to defense.
Mike. The Fielders.
Yes.
I was like, dude, it's in there somewhere.
All right. Which Fernando Tatis hit two grand slams in the same inning? Senior or junior?
It was junior.
Oh, wow. It was a two-choice question, and you got
it
wrong.
50-50.
What? What do you mean?
It's senior.
I swear junior just did it.
Yeah. Maybe not. I don't know.
All right. That's a null and void.
Did he not just do it for the Padres recently?
Guess
I don't
not.
Know. Whatever.
All right. I'm not in charge of this.
I'll have to look that one up.
There's 40 seconds left in this segment. I'm so far behind, it doesn't matter. So I just got to throw caution to the wind.
It was a 50-50 proposition, and somehow you got it wrong. That's not good.
What do you mean it's 50? What?
Senior or junior?
Could have been senior or junior. Like, yeah.
I said junior.
I know.
And it was senior.
Well, I had half a chance to get it right. I got it wrong.
That's what I said. I don't know. Can you hear me?
I don't understand why you're like, oh, you had a 50% chance of getting it right. I had a 50% chance of getting it wrong, too.
Yeah,
moving
okay.
on.
Anyways.
What active brother duo had a father and grandfather who each played professional baseball as well? Hint, one recently came back from injury and hit a home run on his very first at-bat.
Start the question over.
Okay. What active brother duo? So some brothers in the MLB.
It's the Acuñas.
Exactly.
Oh, golly. The whole time I'm going, the Contreras' dad play? Like, do what?
All right. Let's do one more real quick. What Atlanta Legends son was drafted in 2022 second?
Mike. Andrew Jones.
That is correct. All right. Mike has won 7-4. Bo, you were coming back. We just ran out of time.
I got
here.
Nervous for a minute. I'm not going to lie.
That means for the season, Mike, you're in the lead 3-2. We'll see if you can tie it up next week, Bo.
Roger freaking Maris.
Roger.
What was I thinking?
Duh.
Congratulations.
What was I thinking? I said Mickey Mantle.
Well, you know what it was? Is I knew you were so wrong with Mickey Mantle that I was like, that's Roger
Maris.
What
an idiot.
And it was, I mean, anyways.
It is funny how our brains worked with the fielder thing because both of us were thinking Prince and Cecil Fielder.
Well, you made a face and I was like, and that's I came into fielders, and then I was like, no, it's the Guerrero.
Yeah, duh.
Neither of the fielders are even playing anymore.
I know.
They both came on the scene, popped, and then they were
shooting
like
stars. Boom. Just were gone.
Well, you know, I'm not gonna say this. Kind of mean.
Well, coming up, Dukes and Bell had a chance to talk with Jesse Bates and AJ Terrell yesterday. We're gonna break down more of that conversation. Veterans, a secondary, and helping Michael Penix improve. That is next. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app. Beat you there, tough guy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.